Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, my name is Jarvis Smith, and you are listening to Candle of Knowledge. One of the things that I often think about is having courage. Courage to be confident enough in a vision that you have for yourself. When you have a vision for yourself of something that you would like to do, doesn't matter what it is, sometimes it's hard to have the courage to want to pursue those endeavors. In my case, one of the things that I was passionate about amongst my career outside of making music was working live events, music festivals. In particular, I was fortunate enough to get involved with working these festivals during my college years of 2008, when I was still living in Illinois and I was going to school in downtown Chicago. I had a chance to work Lollapalooza, that music festival that took place in Grant Park. And one of the things that I was always excited about doing, and you know, when I was doing this, it was just like a seasonal thing, a yearly thing. Once a year, I would do it over the summer in August. But one thing I was getting passionate about in the beginning, after the first few times that I did it, 2008, 2009, 2010, was trying to figure out how to make that into a career, how to turn that into like a consistent thing is the way I saw it as. Like, how do you just do this on a consistent basis? And as I began to meet more professionals in that line of work, a lot of people behind the scenes, I was working in the box office department of festivals. So as I was meeting people behind the scenes of the box office operations, I was learning more and more and more and hearing their stories and their backgrounds of where they're from, what company they work for. You know, some people explain how they got their start, etc. And one of the big things that I kept hearing about was about moving. And how some people moved from one state to another state where this company was located at, or how they just moved in general to pursue other careers or jobs they may have had in the music business. And at that time, I was still learning everything, so I wasn't fully aware what the word freelance meant in relation to working music festivals. I was still kind of picking up on so many different things. So as I was meeting these people and learning about their experiences and hearing about their stories, moving from one state to another state to pursue their own passions for working in the music business was the common thing that I heard. And, you know, and at the time growing up, living in Illinois, moving was never a thing that I never really thought was going to be an option for me. For whatever reason, I just never thought it was a thing for me to do. So I know sometimes when people would ask the question, like, are you willing to move? My response would always, I'd be hesitant to respond to it, to that question and to give a clear answer. And I would kind of beat around the bush and or try to come up with an excuse. And mainly, it was really mainly based off just having the courage to do something like that, especially having the courage to move to a place where you're not familiar or move to a state that you're not, you know, based out of. You don't have maybe a strong support system in terms of like friends and family and stuff like that, or you're just not sure if it's going to be a good fit for you and you're kind of beating around the bush of something that you would do. So that's something that I found myself in as I was learning about how things work and how people get opportunities and traveling and stuff like that in the very beginning. But that's one thing that I realized that I couldn't stifle myself from doing, was having the courage to embark onto these endeavors in terms of moving and getting around and traveling. To me, the hesitation, it came from this unknown territory that you're, you know, chartering onto, and that idea of kind of going to some unforeseen area or unforeseen location that you're not familiar with made me timid in ways that just didn't make me feel confident, whether it be in my performance or whether it just be in me adapting to the new surroundings. But I think that thinking about the vision that you have for yourself in terms of what you would like to accomplish, where you want to go, is this something that you believe in and feel passionate about? And sometimes for you to really have a clear answer from things, you need to have things kind of taken from you.
I am awake, living in the zone, searching for the part where my heart sits in stone. I am alone, searching for a reason to stop myself from fighting when I believe in. But there's no reason for underachieving, giving back to life when my love truly reached in. No, I'm not weeping, I'm putting to my feet and looking to the sky as I move before I leap in. The dreams that I sleep in got me rethinking, writing out the parts, realigning that sequence, looking at my defense, looking for my defects, understand my faults as I build on my weakness. Cut from the deepness, trying to complete this structure of my brain. I know I sleep less, scars from a reflex, staring at the pretext, trying to learn. I plunge to the deepest parts of my mind, drowning in the steepness. Water in my eyes going blind as I sink in. Heart steady beating, worry as I breathe in. Whether I'll die trying to chase what I believe in, but I'm not leaving, my dreams are not deceiving. I move my arms forward, swim to the peak there, look to the east. Just what I see and rush to the part where my heart truly begins.
And what I mean by that, I can remember sticking to this Lollapalooza thing. I was working that event freelance. I kind of worked it a lot more up until this point. So I started in 2008 working the festival box office. I was fortunate enough to meet some great people in there and the company that they work for, and build a good relationship up with them and a good rapport. And eventually, by the year 2014, I had an opportunity. I had an opportunity to possibly join that company on a full-time basis. I had turned down that opportunity though, because you still had that hesitation. You still had that timidness towards the unknown. Step into unknown territory, an unknown Avenger. Again, as I mentioned before, I didn't see myself ever really moving from the state of Illinois. So that was that thing that's still keeping me there. So going back to my point of saying you don't really know how passionate you are until something gets taken from you. When I turned down an opportunity to go join the company, you know, that decision, the next day after everything was done, after the festival's over with, it hits you and it starts kicking you in the butt, and you start thinking to yourself like, man, you know, was that the right decision? Was that the right thing? You know, why did you make that decision? Why did you make that choice? All these different type of whys and, you know, what ifs type of scenarios start running through your head. And that definitely isn't a good thing to kind of put yourself in. But I think that by me saying no allowed me to get the courage to eventually say yes to another opportunity that allowed me to move from Illinois and move over to where I am currently here in California. But I wouldn't have gotten to that point if I didn't have the chance to say no, you know, and turn down. Because by saying no and now having those thoughts and those basically second guessing yourself, that allowed me to show the passion that I had for this. And though I was going to step into unknown territory, you know, unknown environment that I haven't been in before, the fact that I missed that opportunity bothered me more so than my own timidness of stepping into the unknown. And I think that was the key thing that I took away from that experience. So therefore, in my mind, after that one experience in 2014, I was like, if I ever get another chance again to do something of that same magnitude, I'm going to take a serious look into it and think hard before I just kind of quickly say no or beat around the bush of saying no. And that second chance did come. And that second chance was able to bring me to where I am currently. But it took for me to have that one experience of having to say no in order to say yes to the next one. The title of this episode comes from a line from a Jay-Z lyric, actually. It's from the song Can I Live, when he raps, "Lock my body, can't trap my mind. Easily explain why we adapt to crime. I'd rather die enormous than live dormant. That's how we yawn it." That line right there stuck with me. I'd rather die enormous than live dormant. That's how we yawn it. And I can't identify with everything that's being said throughout Jay-Z's career as a whole, as I didn't live a lifestyle like that coming from Palos Hills, not at all. But what I can identify with is just more of the attitude of I'd rather die enormous than live dormant. To me, I took that as I'd rather go big or go home, basically. You know, it's go big chasing what I'm trying to chase to accomplish more than what's put in front of me, or just leave it alone, go home. And that's why when I was working on this song and writing this song, I was thinking about that line and stuck with me, because that's what this is about. When I think about moving, when I thought about leaving Illinois, when I thought about these things, it's, you know, you have the choice to stay in Illinois where you're from, where you know how things work, you know everything, and live dormant, basically. You know how things work. Or you go out into a new territory like California you're not familiar with. It's unknown territory. And, you know, basically, you know, die enormous. Basically, go for it all. And, you know, if you're not successful, then you're just not successful. But at least you tried. At least you made that effort. And that's a really strong stance to take. And that's where, for me, to have that courage again, I had to give myself the ultimatum to kind of put it between those two halves. It's either you live dormant or you die enormous. That's what you get. That's it. That's all you're going to get. You're not going to get either half where you get to live dormant, but then you still get to pursue things. No. You know, it basically, the alternative, if I had turned down this second opportunity in my head, I was like, you might as well just stop. Because if you're not willing to go to the next level, and basically that next level was moving, if you're not willing to do that, then you're not willing to continue on in this career. And you might as well just stop doing this, work in music festivals, and go on and find something else to pursue. Because this is where it's going for you, and you keep turning down this opportunity. So there's nothing left for you here, right? So you just might as well just live this dormant life that you want to live and find something completely different that's not related to music, that's not related to festivals, and just go do something else. Or you go ahead, take this chance, take this risk, and, you know, maybe you fail. Maybe things don't work out. Maybe you're not able to be as successful as you thought you might be doing this, etc. All these different things that are kind of weighing in on you or thinking about you, or the negativities or whatever, or the insecurities that's making you timid, and kind of just not go for it. Or you can go ahead and just do it, push it all to the side, and if you crash and burn, you crash and burn, but at least you did it. So die enormous, or do you want to live dormant? That's your only two options. And that's what I needed to kind of truly understand, to be able to have that courage to go to that next level.
Some want money and others want fame. I just wanna carve my name up in the game and show that I changed. I learned to walk away. I only move forward. It's the only way. I never had luck as I went my own way. I just had to win and persevere through the pain. Learn it from the greats. Watch it for the fakes. Now I'm about to rise, make back what you came. Cause I'm lifting all the weight and knowing what's at stake. A lot of people underestimate, but I can't leave with my fate. Tunnel through the hate. Now they wanna smile, shake my hand, but they ain't. They came too late. I'm calling checkmate. You burnt that bridge, now you own that mistake. I saw your ways trying to invade. In fact, my vision, man, I'm not getting played. So going all the way, fighting what you say. Say they believe in if it means to my grave. Never will I cave, my heart remains brave. Amongst the thoughts you've been trying to engrave, I will not be enslaved. I come a long way. The trail that I leave in the air will amaze. I'll never be fake. Confined to your ways, I close my eyes and let my heart got the way.
And I think about the courage that my parents had as well. My parents, they were born in Arkansas. My mother was born in Helena. My father was born in Marble. Both fairly small towns in the state of Arkansas. And I just remember the stories that they would tell my brother and I both about how they would move around from state to state when they got married and finally left Arkansas, and my father was working for Walmart, and they were constantly moving, and you know, because my father was on the corporate side of Walmart team, so as in a manager role, he was moving around and going from store to store, site to site, so they had a chance to live in New Mexico and Louisiana and all these other states, and eventually that brought him over to Illinois. But one of those things that they had to do as a young couple, married couple, with just my brother at the time. He's the oldest, I'm the youngest. So with just my brother, they were traveling from state to state and they had to, you know, do what they had to do as a young family. And that's so challenging and tough. And but I think the think about the courage to have to do that, to have to kind of move from one state and set up shop and then move to another state, set up shop again and get everything going and, you know, see how things work and just keep moving constantly, keep going and going and going. And especially coming from Arkansas, where they both, my parents both came from strong families, you know, so to kind of leave from that and just have to go out and live on their own, and just, you know, constantly get themselves established and get the family all set up and everything like that. That's a constant, you know, a thing to do, a constant struggle that creates challenges and obstacles at every state and every way that they go. And I think about that courage that they had to do that. I mean, I even think to as my father would describe it, just coming to Chicago and coming to such a big city and all these different things that he didn't know anything about necessarily about Chicago and the state of Illinois and things of like that, coming from Marble, Arkansas. So just to have the courage to have to do that, you know, and I really hone in on that a lot, and how my parents moved around in order to get themselves set up eventually for my brother and I to grow and to go and go into directions for ourselves and really make sure that we were taken care of on top of the different moves that they were making. So you have to be pioneering and to be out there willing to pursue things that you haven't done before and go to places that you've never been before in order to achieve that level of success or happiness or just establishment for yourself somewhere, to make your own identity for yourself. You have to be willing to be pioneering. And I think about my days and my parents as well and how they were pioneering to get to where they are. And the fact that they went out and did it, they took the chances, they learned the lessons, they ultimately made the sacrifices for my brother and I to be in the positions that we're in. So without their courage, I wouldn't be here.
Bye.
Candle of Knowledge is a
Line Slayer Audio
production recorded at My Workstation Works OC and is executive produced by Q, Sane, and myself. The next episode will be released the first Friday of next month. In the meantime, you can follow me on Instagram at Jarvis R. Smith. Thanks for listening, and I hope you rate, review, and subscribe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.